Adrian, Talmadge, get everyone to safety.
Owlin had no intention of following, not yet. She settled back to staring out at the boat, which was coming fully around now, its sails suddenly filling with the trailing wind, making it seem to almost leap forward. Now it was speeding in straight for her, and Owlin realized that their turn would be much closer to shore this time, too close for her to fully blow aside the volley. But she didn't run. She heard the song and trusted it, and had the enemies on the boat seen the small woman's crooked smile, they might have understood their folly. Set in Owlin's anklet was a large blue gemstone, one that she had used in a desperate situation before, and whose power had shocked and frightened her. Now, she wasn't frightened. She felt the song rising, powerfully, its notes filling her frame with shivers of power and cold. On came the boat. She watched for the turn of the sail. And as it began, as the boat suddenly broke again to her left, Owlin called forth the magic, aiming not for the boat itself, but for the water in front of the boat, turning it into a sheet of thick ice. Halfway into its turn, the speeding boat struck the berg, wood splintering, the craft lurching so violently that most of those aboard went flying over the side, some landing hard on the iceberg and sliding, tumbling, twisting across to plop into the water on the far side of it. Those who had somehow managed to stay aboard were not much better off, for half the prow had caved in from the impact, swamping the small craft, which listed hard and groaned as it settled against the ice. Owlin heard the several songs and brought them spinning together as she had done to Te'alig up on the rocky outcropping. Above the crashed boat, above the ice, above the flailing enemies, the magics joined in wind and a sudden deluge of stinging sleet. Owlin stamped her foot, calling down a lightning bolt from that tempest. The streak flashed into the water where it became like a fireball, spreading in all directions, shocking the fallen Zokanai and stealing from them their coordination so that they would flail and drown. The young witch stared coldly, accepting the horrible reality of what she had to do. She brought down a second bolt, then spun on her heels and started away. She called a third stroke of lightning, and then she was running. She called a fourth from far away, the fleeing lakemen in sight, moving inland across the desert. She would stay between them and the enemies, she decided, and any of the bright-faced invaders who made it to shore and gave chase would be dead before the dawn. Owlin mouthed her litany against the revulsion of such carnage.
So be it.